Hello and welcome to Wattcast. My name is Roger Watson, and these podcasts are dedicated to readings of various articles that I've had published in newspapers and magazines. They reflect my views on politics, the pandemic, and current affairs. Thank you very much for listening. Getting tough on asylum seekers at last, after years of namby-pamby molly-coddling of asylum seekers, legal and illegal, we've decided to get tough. In case the centres to which unaccompanied asylum-seeking minors are sent are too welcoming, we're painting over Disney character murals. Yes, you read that right. The whitewashing of Disney is about the extent of our Mickey Mouse government's efforts in reducing the migrant population. And there we were, agonising over whether to send them back to France, put them on planes to Rwanda, or house them in luxury spas. All it took was a heartless Tory minister, a few pots of paint, and the problem was solved. If there was ever an example of utter ineptness in the higher echelons of government, this is it. As both Jonathan Miller and Douglas Murray explain in The Spectator this week, there are very real and very present dangers posed to our societies by the massive and uncontrolled influx of illegal male immigrants. The rioting in France and other parts of Europe is being orchestrated by immigrant gangs, and the recent vicious rape of a woman in Skegness, the one you didn't read about in the mainstream media, was the direct result of a recently arrived immigrant keen to inspect the bonus hole of a local woman. We do virtually nothing to prevent these people entering the country. We essentially bribe France to the most recent tune of £500 million to help stop the boat people, and of course they don't stop. What incentive could the French possibly have to help us? They clearly don't want these people lowering the tone of their coastal towns, and they've also discovered that the most effective way of catching another massive injection of sterling into their economy is to fuel the problem by letting the boat people keep coming. Ooh la la, we have the nice little earner here, n'est-ce pas? No, instead of stemming the flow of rapists and gang members into the UK, we target innocent children, none of whom will have had much choice in the matter, some of whom will have been put on boats by their desperate parents in good faith, and others whom will have simply been grabbed or bought by young men, hoping it would make their case for asylum easier. They needn't have bothered, as they don't seem to have made much of a case before being bussed to whatever hotel has just been emptied of its usual residents and staff in their favour. What heartless act will follow Paintgate? Perhaps we will get even tougher and start sending asylum seekers to three-star hotels, or giving them mobile phones which are only linked to the O2 network. That'll teach them. Let them try keeping in contact with each other then. Instead of sending them to towns predominantly inhabited by white middle-class people, we could send them to Bradford to see how welcoming the first wave of very hard-working immigrants who've established themselves there are. Of course we won't. Comedian Leo Kerr suggested on GB News Headliners that we could advertise our NHS waiting lists more forcefully, or the convoluted system for trying to make an appointment with a GP. However, that's unlikely to work, given that GP waiting rooms are often full of immigrant families who must have a special NHS app, that is, one that works.
This podcast was produced in association with youthpublicationslimited.com.